from Spark and Anvil and Alchemist Forge. This is Model Milo and Fade Fay in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Model Milo loved to show his work, all of it, every single step. "Here's a hard one," he said, chalk squeaking, filling the whole board. "Watch me do the entire thing. I won't skip a line. I won't say an obviously. You'll see every move, start to finish." The apprentice watched Milo solve the whole problem, top to bottom, nothing hidden. "There," said Milo, stepping back. "That's a worked example. Before you try a hard method yourself, it helps enormously to see it done once, completely, by somebody who isn't hiding the tricky parts." Beside him, Fay was quietly erasing. Not the answer, the support. She rubbed out one of Milo's middle steps and left a blank. "And that's where I come in," she said. "Milo shows you everything. Then I start taking pieces away. One step, then a few more, then most of them. Until there's nothing left on the board but you, doing it alone." The apprentice looked at the half-erased board. "Wait, you undo his help?" "On purpose," said Fay, "a little at a time." Fay didn't love telling this part, but she told the apprentice anyway. "For a long time," Fay said, "I thought I was the mean one. Milo gives. He shows every step. He fills the whole board. Everyone loves Milo. And me? I take away. I rub out the help. I leave people with blanks and gaps and problems they have to finish alone." She frowned at her eraser. It felt cruel, like walking someone halfway across a river and then stepping back onto the bank. Milo set down his chalk, listening. "And then," Fay went on, "I watched an apprentice who'd only ever had Milo. Every problem fully worked, always shown. And when a brand new problem came, with nobody to show it, she froze. She'd seen 100 solutions and couldn't start a single one on her own." Fay's voice softened. "That's when I understood. Milo teaching forever isn't kindness. It's a river you never learn to cross. My blanks aren't me abandoning anyone. My blanks are me saying, your turn, and I believe you can."
A worried apprentice came with exactly that problem. "I've studied so many worked examples. I understand every step when Milo shows me. But the second the board is blank, I panic. I can follow, but I can't start." Milo and Fay looked at each other. "That's because you skipped the middle," said Fay gently. "You went straight from watching Milo do everything to doing everything yourself, from all the help to none of it, in one jump. No wonder you froze." "The fix isn't more of my worked examples," Milo admitted. "You've got plenty of those. The fix is fading, Fay's part. We take my full solution and we poke holes in it. First you fill in one missing step, then three, then you do the second half alone with the first half shown. Then the whole thing." He grinned. "Each time, a little less of me, a little more of you." The apprentice blinked. "So the blanks get bigger on purpose, until the whole thing is a blank, and by then I can fill it." "By then it's not scary," said Fay, "because you climbed up to it one step at a time, instead of jumping off the top."
When the apprentice had gone, solving on her own now, not looking back, Milo and Fay cleaned the board together. "I used to feel like the mean half," Fay said quietly. "The taker. The one who rubs out the help right when it's working." She turned the eraser over. "Everybody's grateful to you, Milo. Nobody thinks the person who makes the help disappear." "They should," said Milo, "because everything I show is useless if it stays on my board forever. I can model a solution 1,000 times, and it never becomes theirs until you fade me out of it. You're not the taker. You're the one who actually hands it over." He nudged her. "I show them it's possible. You make it theirs." Fay was quiet, looking at the clean board, Milo's chalk and her eraser resting side by side,
and thinking of the apprentice out there solving problems on her own two feet, needing neither of them now. And the old worry that she was the unkind one, the one who left people stranded, finally loosened and warmed into something better. The quiet, steadying gladness of understanding that stepping back, at the right moment, is not abandonment at all. It is the most trusting gift there is. "I take the help away," Faye said softly. "Because you trust them to stand," said Milo. "That was always the kindest part."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Model Milo and Fade Faye. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.